Hey, this is Chipmunk Kitty, and you're listening to Guildcast.
Hey everyone, welcome back to this 80th episode of Guildcast for August 21st, 2007. I'm your host, Sean. Well, I bet you weren't expecting a show again this early, huh? Well, I had the opportunity yesterday to meet up with an old friend and record a listener email show on Skype. So we did that, and I think it turned out pretty good. So who is this mystery person? Well, it's a secret. Well, actually, we'll find out in a second. But I just wanted to throw in this shortest intro ever and say that after the recording, I'll go ahead and talk a little bit more about some recent news. But for now, here's the recording. So, here I am with Jenna, who you may know if you were a longtime fan of the show from probably about, what, maybe 15 shows back, somewhere around there. We got Jenna back with us, and I figured I'd get Jenna on here and do an email show with her, and we just kind of go over some emails and have her answer some this time.
I know, and I'm really excited. I've always wanted to be a part of an email show.
Yeah, I know. You mentioned that before.
I know.
When you, like, first started.
I'm very pushy. Yeah.
Well, here you go, 15 shows later.
Woo-hoo!
Got your wish. So how have you been?
I've been great, and I've missed you, and I've missed being a part of Guildcast, but mostly missed you because you're great.
Keep going. I'm great.
Sweet.
What else?
Oh, yeah. And if it wasn't a family show, I'd say, like, really attractive, but in a more adult way. So yay you.
Yay me.
And obviously, I'm already on the show, so I didn't even have to say that.
Yeah, I know.
So it must be true. Yeah.
It worked.
Exactly.
Subliminally. So what have you been? What have you been up to?
Well, it's funny you should ask, Sean, and I'm sure we didn't set that up ahead of time.
No.
I have been doing some schoolwork. I have been finishing up a second bachelor's degree.
Sweet.
Yeah, I know you're going to ask me what my degrees are in now.
No.
Well, I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
Yeah, my first degree was actually a mesmer degree in illusion magic.
Oh, yeah?
But I wanted to go back and get something a little more practical.
Yeah.
So this time I studied under Master Ranger, I always forget his name, Negroponte or Nente or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I learned something a little more practical. I concentrated in trapping.
Oh, cool.
I know. Yeah, because there's more jobs for trapping than there is for.
Yeah, that's true.
Illusion mesmers.
I think I saw Monster.com. They had a few more the trapper jobs on there.
Yeah, you got to be careful though, because you never know what kind of trapping they mean.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
On Monster.com.
Well, that's cool. So you're going to be pursuing a career in the ranger arts?
Yes, because I think the ranger is, you know, probably the second most versatile class. And, of course, whenever anybody gives a strong opinion like that on these shows, they're going to get told they're wrong. So I'm really looking forward to that.
That's the fun part of it. Plus, the ranger, the female ranger, has the coolest dance, I think. So you got that going for you, you know.
Yeah, but you said about the ranger's dance, female ranger's dance. If anybody knows what little work, you know, listen to the little work I did before, the way the game looks is really important to me. And I have only two female characters because I hate the way the women look when they run. I can't stand that. So the female ranger is actually one of the few, you know, female characters that runs well.
Yeah, I guess, you know, you're right, because, like, my Necro, she runs, she kind of has her hands out, like, she has her arms down by her side, and her hands are out, she kind of is all dainty.
And the Elementalist, and it's like, while I like the look of the Elementalist, and I mean, all the women look good except for the women assassins, which is, you know, don't get me started, but all the women look good, and I am all about that, but the way that they run, it's like, come on, guys, these women are supposed to be adventurers. I can't see them running like that for long without, you know, breaking a nail or, you know, tripping or people even just making fun of them, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it looks like they're making sure that their fingernail polish dries evenly while they run or something. Yeah.
Yeah, what is that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I disapprove most strongly.
Speaking of that, I mean, I know they're not going to have any new classes in Eye of the North or anything, but what do you think about Eye of the North so far from what you've heard about it?
Oh, I got to tell you, Sean, I am really, really excited about Eye of the North. And, you know, I mean, do you want me to say why?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. I'm really excited about it, first of all, because the art looks great from what we've seen. Those pre-order weapons, I obviously got those. And it looks like we might even get a little bit of a steampunk thing. I don't know if all the listeners know what steampunk is, but you know, we're going to get, it looks like there might be some sort of like that clockwork look, like maybe, you know, the dwarves are making things, that kind of thing. So I'm excited about that because I like that whole steampunk look. And I'm also excited because, let's face it, as great as ArenaNet is at keeping the game fresh and giving us stuff to do, you know, it's been a while since we've had completely intent. And it, you know, I think we really need it, especially since, you know, GW2 might, you know, it's going to be a while.
Yeah. Yeah, they say about at least another year for GW2.
Yeah, and that's cool. Like, I'm one of the people who is pretty optimistic and really likes ArenaNet. So, I mean, I don't blame them. If they need the time to do it, then that's fine.
Yeah.
But it means that I'm really the North. And the thing I'm looking the most forward to and the thing that could disappoint me the most because my hopes are so high is the Hall of Heroes. Is that still what it's called? The Hall of Heroes?
Hall of Monuments?
That's it. Hall of Monuments. Shrine your – a parent can enshrine your characters, you know. That's kind of caught fire in my imagination, and which probably means that I'm going to be disappointed, not because ArenaNet sucks, but just because, you know, I'm imagining all this stuff. And you know.
Well, did you see the video? There's a video that shows the Hall of Monuments.
Oh, no, I didn't see it. What?
Yeah, it's actually – yeah, it looks like – well, I mean, I guess what you'd imagine, you walk into this – it's like – well, they say – I think on the trailer they said that it's the largest building that they've made so far in all the Guild Wars. And you walk inside of it, and it's like round, and it's got all these different like display case kind of things. It's got one for the heroes that you've unlocked. It's got one for the armors that you've unlocked, and it's like a display, you know. And it's got like the armors are set up, just you know, like standing there. And then it's got one for the mini pets, which is really cool.
Do they make statues out of your characters?
I think it looked like they didn't. It looked like it was just the armor, like it was set up on.
Yeah, see, that's how outrageous my, you know, requests get. Like, I want a statue of my characters. But that sounds really cool. That sounds exactly like what I pictured. So I'm really excited about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, you know, we worked so hard on these characters, you know. I mean, you have little histories of your characters in your head and, you know. It's going to be hard to throw them away, you know, for Guild Wars. Not throw them away, but basically stop working on them for Guild Wars 2. It's neat to have a place.
I think the way they did this was brilliant because they're making this Hall of Monuments actually so that it can be upgraded constantly. So that if you're still playing Guild Wars 1 and you have Guild Wars 2, your Guild Wars 1 character can get new titles, and those titles will actually show up in Guild Wars 2 Hall of Monuments.
Yeah, and that's really important because, you
know, that'll keep people playing.
Yeah, and I hope people do continue to play Guild Wars. I know that I'll be interested in continuing to play it, and I hope that, you know, they continue to do the holidays and maybe expand it. I mean, I don't know what their plans are, but it's such a great game. There's no reason to just, you know, put it in the attic yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd like to – pretty soon I'd like to have a show – with both sides of the argument on Guild Wars 2, like how people feel about it, and just kind of, you know, have them duke it out on people who actually love it and hate it.
Yeah. I usually just hang around with my guild I haven't been on the forums while I've been doing school, but so I don't really know anyone who's, well, that's not true. We have one guy in our guild who's always pretty angry. And I love him because I know he's listening. And so he could probably say that he hated it and make a good case for it.
Yeah.
But everybody else, you know, some of them are leery. They're a little scared, but.
I'd have to say I'm actually kind of leaning towards the scared part of it. Just because I mean, I love change. I mean, you can tell by the show, I'm always changing things around, but, it just seems like it's going to be, I don't know. I guess we still have a year. A lot of things aren't set in concrete yet. So we don't know, you know, if they're going to make, like, they're talking about the level cap. They're going to do away with that. I would hate that. Or other things. It's just a lot of things I've heard so far. I'm not really too crazy about, but. I guess we'll wait and see.
Well, when it comes to level cap, I had an idea about how that could work. But I guess what I was concerned, I guess the way I saw it was that the level, you know, taking away the level cap might not be bad if we continue to not be able to, you know, kill each other's PCs.
Mm-hmm.
Because if the game just basically keeps expanding into areas, you know, that are really tough, like say the Realm of Torment was, and you just have to reach a certain level to be able to do tough areas like that, then that would be okay for me.
Yeah.
I think where infinite, you know, levels comes into bad play is on games like World of Warcraft or wherever, where you can actually kill each other. Because then, you know, you have to grind up the levels to even enjoy the game. And that's not enjoyable to me.
Yeah, you mean like the way they can do a player kill on a character that's not in an arena or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's, yeah. I think it's great that they have that in PvP, you know, that Guild Wars has that in PvP, but I think it's also great that us PvEers don't have to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you know, an unedited level meant just, hey, in order to go play in the realm of never-ending pain and death, you have to be level 40-something. You know, that's fine, because that means that they could continue to just push the limits of the game.
Mm. So, you want to get into these emails?
Oh my gosh, so much.
Can't wait, huh?
I really can't. I'm always excited to hear from the listeners and stuff. I love them.
So, what I did was I went through and I picked out four of them. There were quite a few, and a lot of them were not really questions, just kind of, or actually, if there were pretty simple questions that I could just answer myself, I just went ahead and answered them. But I picked four that I didn't answer and that I wanted to save for a situation exactly like this. So this first one.
So wait, shout outs?
Yeah, there's a couple,
you know,
of these.
I love to shout out.
Yeah, there's actually somebody did. Let me see. Let me get my handy dandy notebook here.
Hey.
Somebody, oh yeah, Keymaster Cristobal. He wanted a shout out today on the show.
Shout out to you. I am the gatekeeper.
Little Ghostbuster reference.
Yeah. Sigourney Weaver rocks. On to the emails.
On to the emails, yes. Okay, this first one is from back from July 12th. So it's not too old. A little more than
that's
a month old.
Bad.
And he says, hey, Sean, I've been listening to Guildcast since episode 24. Been loving it ever since I first listened in. Anyway, enough blabbering.
That wasn't blabbering.
I know, this is one sentence.
And here's my question for people who start out. You're gonna regret asking me to do this because I'm just gonna interrupt you. When people say I've been listening since 24, did they go back and listen from number one on?
I imagine. A lot of people say that, like they just started listening, you know, here and there, and then they say, now I went back and started listening before. So I think he was just saying that's when he first came in.
Okay, because that's important. I think people should go back and listen from.
Yeah, although there's a lot of old information back there.
Yeah, well, you learn, and you'll miss the bio episode on you and Lady Sinea.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so anyway, on to Mr. 24 episodes.
Yeah, he says.
What's his name again?
I didn't say his name. Let's see.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'll read it.
Because I don't want to give him a nickname like Babbler or anything. Because he wasn't babbling. That's why. It's just silly.
One sentence. He says, I'm just here to ask if you know of any techniques to sell items in Guild Wars. I've had what I think to be fairly valuable items, and I can sit for hours in the trade channel advertising a max bow or max gold item and get no responses ever. I usually advertise trade in Ascalon City, rarely, Lion's Arch, and Drox. My normal lines of advertisement look like this. Want to sell gold, weapon, near storage, blah, blah, blah. PM offers. He's just basically saying what you see a million times, you know, with like stars all around everything and all caps and everything like that. He says, I'd also appreciate a shout out on Guildcast. Well, here you go. You remember.
What's his name?
You can find me in game under Dren M. Actually, I think I gave him a shout out when he first sent this last month.
How do you spell that? Dren M.
Drenm.
I guess you spell it exactly the way it's said. Shout out to you, Dren-M.
Now, you know, he's talking about selling stuff. I mean, when I first started playing this game, I kind of got into the selling and crafting and all that, and then I got away from it for this exact reason. You know, he's talking about sitting for hours.
Yeah.
And I think, now, from what he's saying here, my tips would be, I'm not the expert seller by no means, but my tips would be, right here, he's saying, he has the word near storage and gold weapon in stars and all caps. So everybody does that. Don't do what everybody else does. And plus, you gotta pick your audience. You know what I mean? You gotta pick your customer. If you're trying to sell something that's, I'm trying to think of an example. Like if you're trying to sell Ecto, go to, Temple of the Ages, because that's where people start out when they go to buy their fissure armor, their obsidian armor. So that's where you want to sell it. You got to think of where you want to sell your stuff, where you get the best customers.
Yeah. Well, here's my take on Dren M's email. Stop doing it. And let me tell you why, Dren. First of all, it sounds like you only have prophecies, so I urge you to go out and get factions in Nightfall. And I'm not making fun of you at all. Please don't think that. But it's just that in my experience, there are better ways to make money than trying to sell gold items these days, and even some of the green items, because some of the green items, you know, aren't really that great. But the thing is that even though there are new people all the time, gold items really aren't – I don't play that much, but, I mean – I play enough that a gold item isn't really, that rare for me.
Yeah.
And you can get a lot of money for gold items just selling them at the merchant. I mean, you can get a few hundred gold for them. The only things that I sell are like mini pets or those tomes that you get that can get you the weapon at the end of Nightfall.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I only sell really like... You know, if I had Ecto, I would sell it. I don't have any. But, I mean, and I have pretty good money. I mean, I'm saving up money because, of course, the most important thing to me is how my characters look. So I've been saving up. Yay! I've been saving up my money for all the new armor in Eye of the North. And even with giving away money to my guildmates, and sometimes if somebody catches me in a really good mood, and, you know, they're asking a question in town and they're new, I end up giving them some platinum or whatever. But even doing that, I've saved up like 250 platinum just by, you know, playing the game and selling to the merchants at the end and only selling them the really like rare stuff in the towns.
Yeah.
Because the time that you're spending asking somebody to buy a gold item that you could get a few hundred for anyway at the merchant is time you could be out there picking up everything that falls and making sure you sell it.
Exactly. Yes, I was going to say that too, and I thank you for saying that, because a lot of people, they make that mistake where they find a gold item, and you know, the newer players, they get excited and then they sit in Drox for 3 hours trying to sell it.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, you need to just keep doing
it. My money has been made just by playing the game, picking up every time I go out, my inventory is empty. Except for, you know, my salvage kits, my identification kit, and my mini pet. And maybe, like, each of my characters has, you know, some extra weapons. But pick up everything.
Mm-hmm.
Salvage, you know, the armors. You know, salvage the highly salvageable stuff. Sell the materials once you have your material thingy full. And seriously, dude, the money just mounts up.
Yeah.
It really does. And then you've not wasted your time sitting in town. And mostly I use my gold items and give them to my heroes. Yeah. You know, I make sure all my heroes are outfitted before I start selling that stuff. But again, when you get a gold item, you just sell it. You get a few hundred.
Yeah. And, you know, another thing is this game has progressed so much that gold items, like you said, aren't really worth anything. But the thing that is worth a lot are the mods and inscriptions and stuff like that.
Yep.
If you educate yourself to know what is max, like you know that, you know, a health plus 30 is max on a fortitude staff head or something, you know. So then you go out and when you have, you find a 30, you find one with 30, you salvage it off and you can sell that for, I don't know what they're going for these days, but they're going for a lot more than you could sell the gold item for.
Right. I also sell those tomes, those skill tomes.
Mm-hmm.
I can sell the elite ones, but you know what? Every time I get one, it's such a waste of treasure because I don't elite skill hunt. So, sometimes I give money to people to take them off my hands.
Wait, you give people money to get?
No, I just mostly trash. The elite ones I'll find somebody in my guild to give, but the regular ones, I usually just end up trashing them.
Some of those elite ones are worth a lot, like the elementalist and ritualist ones.
Well, I've got two people in my guild that have maxed out the skill titles. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, but only on like one character.
Yeah.
So those are actually really useful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the regular ones, I'm sorry, I don't get it.
Yeah, those aren't worth
it. Sorry, ArenaNet, but I don't get it.
Yeah, you can't sell them more than 1K because you can just go buy the skill for 1K. So they're only worth, you know, 750 gold, somewhere around there, you know, 500.
Yeah, so, I'll give them away for even less than that.
Yeah.
Just because I want to get rid of it.
All right, so let's move on to email number two. This is from July 19th, which is...
Is that a character name?
No. Actually, his character name is Zatata Morafet.
That's a great name.
Yeah, it is. It kind of rolls off the tongue.
It does.
I gave him a shout-out, I think, a couple shows ago.
Well, here's another one.
Yeah, here's shout-out number two. He has a pretty interesting question. He says, I was wondering if you believe in finding love in a game. I already asked Lady Sinea if she believes in it. Can you send a shout to Kelsey Konigsee? Okay, there's another one. And I've said many times to you, your show rocks.
So the question is, can you find love in a game?
Mm-hmm.
Lady Sinea says you can.
Mm-hmm.
Then he says give a shout out to Kelsey. So is Kelsey the one he's trying to love?
That's what I'm getting.
And I may be getting the genders mixed up completely. So if I did, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's kind of through the progression of the email, that's what I would think too.
Okay. So yeah, sure, Kelsey, you should go out with Zakata because I know nothing about either of you. So are we talking in character or are we talking?
See, that's what I was going to say. I don't know if
it... I know Lady Sinea has all kinds of romances going on with her characters. And one of her guys is a player or something like that?
Yeah, Kane.
Yeah.
The ladies man.
So when he says that, does he mean that Lena Sine believes in character romances or?
I don't know. See, I don't know if that's what he's saying. I don't know anything about, you know, what Lady Sine believes in.
Right,
this,
we don't want to speak for
yeah,
her.
Yeah, but as far as, you know, the character thing, that can be, you know, just playing around here and there. But I'm wondering if he actually means, you know, real life love in a game.
Oh.
And to me, that's no different than, you know, when you get in these Yahoo chat rooms or whatever, and then you find people that you talk to over and over again for, you know, months at a time, and then they fall in love and all that kind of stuff. And I'm just using Yahoo as an example because it's so popular. But I just think Guild Wars is probably just another
way
for people to get together. Yeah, yeah. People use it as a chat room and just wait for people to get together.
Well, always be careful with people that you meet online. I think we should say that as public service announcement.
Disclaimer.
People may not be who you think they are when you meet them online. I am exactly who you think I am.
Yep.
But everybody else might not be.
Yeah.
So we just want to say that. But of course, yeah, if you meet somebody and you connect, that's great, you know.
Yeah.
Practice safe Guild Wars stuff. but if we're talking about character romance, my one ranger is actually in love with Seaguard Hala.
Oh, yeah. I think you I think you mentioned that before, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And my, you know, for Guild Wars 2, I'm already planning the characters that I'm going to, the names and how they're going to be descended from my current characters. And one of them is going to be descended from my ranger getting married to Sigard Hala.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, yeah. The first the character's first name is going to be Sigard. What were you going
to say? Well, I was going to say, what about the heroes in Eye of the North? Did you check any of those?
Oh, my God. They have very complex love lives. They do. They do. Who knew that Tal'Kora and Kaas had something going on? I said that in a previous show. Was I the only one when that scene came up was like, what
yeah.
is she talking about?
Yeah, because it was completely out of left field.
I mean, you knew the Milani thing was going on because when he charges into battle, he's like, Milani loves this move. You know, it's like, sure, she does.
Well, you know, the heroes, did you get a chance to look at the heroes for Eye of the North?
Yes.
They've got,
they look very exciting.
Jorah, I think her name is, the one that's a Norn. Now, you know, a lot of people have commented that she's, you know, oh, man, look at her. She's stacked, you know, and all that stuff. And,
oh, dear.
But how would
Boy.
How would you, I mean, if you had a girlfriend that could turn into a bear, wouldn't that be a little, I mean, I'd be tiptoeing.
Well, whenever I go down to Disney World and I run into Belle from Beauty and the Beast, because if you notice, she'll be walking around the park and she'll be sometimes with the Beast and sometimes with the Prince.
Hmm.
Yeah, and it's like, okay, so I've asked her, I've gone up to her and said, so what's the deal? And she's like, well, now he can turn back and forth at will.
Ah.
And I was like, oh, I get what you're saying.
Wink, wink.
Yeah. And, of course, being a Disney princess and not knowing if I'm from the press, she, you know, quickly finds a child to be sweet to. If I had a girlfriend who could turn into a bear, as long as she didn't eat my cats and my dogs,
I was about to get the censor button ready there.
Oh, no, no, no. Family show.
All right. Well, so I guess
So there's a stacked hero?
Well, that's what I've heard. You know, I don't
remember.
Myself.
I'm not really a boob person. Kids say boob, right? So we can say that.
Yeah.
Your girls say boob. Well, they don't because they're adorable and sweet and I've never met them. But... speaking of boobs in Guild Wars, has anybody else noticed the jiggle for female rangers?
Yes, when they shoot the bow.
What is that about?
Yeah, that's
Who was in charge of boob jiggle anime?
Somebody took, like, their whole week just
Seriously,
making that right there.
Making it, and did they have, like, a real person demonstrate it so they could get it just right? Because it looks pretty accurate to me.
Yeah, I've never seen a woman shoot a bow like that, but
well, you
I would imagine.
In the Olympics, but they wear sports bras. So then my next question is, when will female ranger armor come with a sports bra?
There you go. 15K sports bra.
Seriously, I want to meet the guy or girl, you know, whose job was boob jiggle animation.
It was probably a girl, because I think if a guy did it, it'd be a little creepy. And they'd be like,
Maybe he was, you know, just really appreciative of the female form.
True.
Because obviously, who was ever in charge of the ranger, again, best run of the females. So, got the ranger up, you know, just right.
Yeah, I wonder if there was like one person that was in charge of each separate class, or if it was like one person was in charge of all the runs.
I don't know. And how do they decide, like, the sitting and the emotes, like, all the male rangers will sit like this, and then when the ritualist came out, they sit like that, you know, and then these guys sit like this.
I don't know, but you know
what I'm saying? Did they get tired of making up new emotes?
That's what I was going to say. I think the person who started making those maybe left the company or something, because they stopped making new ones. They just kind of redistributed them.
Yeah.
Kind of just.
Well, I imagine eventually, resources start to run thin and they have to make priority lists. Like, okay, are we really going to animate new remotes, new emotes? Or are we going to, you know, I don't know, put out a new game?
But, you know, they did give new dances and stuff, like to the Paragon Dervish and all that. But
yeah. Well, they have to. That's almost like a signature thing.
Yeah.
thank you know.
Okay, so email number three is from, actually he doesn't sign it, he or she. He says, hey, Sean, I first want to say that I think the podcast is great. I found it about 2 months ago, and I caught up about a month ago. This is from July 21st.
Caught up, see?
I've noticed that on the show, when you guys talk of what you want to see in the game, not too long later, it happens. In the early shows, you and Lady Sinea say something about PvE achievements. The title track system happens. Next, if you listen to the old Wishlist show for Chapter 4, you say how you want to see a smaller and cheaper, more dense chapters, and then Eye of the North happens. Lastly, in the last episode, Lady Sinea says how she wants to keep her progress during the sneak peek weekend, and, of course, that's what they're going to do. And then he says, admit it now that you have a secret mini-pet that's spying on the guys in ArenaNet. Repent, the time is now.
Oh, dear.
Joking aside, do you get any exclusive news from ArenaNet? Because if you're just guessing, it's really good, or the development team are big fans of Guildcast. Well, I don't have any kind of exclusive news at all from ArenaNet.
Liar.
That's complete. See, I have to say that. It's in my contract.
Come clean now. Sean is dating Gilgray.
You know, did I tell you I'm going to meet her next weekend?
No!
I didn't tell you that?
No!
Dude. Yeah, next weekend. Okay, you know about the super fan contest they had?
Yeah.
I actually was one of the winners.
Get out of freaking town!
Yeah, and actually, I didn't say it yet on the show because it just happened like a couple days ago. So here's my announcement
oh my
right
gosh.
Now.
Congratulations!
Yeah. Well, thank you. During PAX, the Penny Arcade Expo next weekend.
Yep.
They're having like a backstage exclusive party thing before.
Wow.
You know, during PAX, I guess, or after PAX.
Yep.
And so I'm going. I'm really excited.
Did you use the fact that you have a podcast as part of your, like, I'm a super fan?
Well, I kind of did. What I did is I wrote a little poem.
Aww.
And in the poem I said something about how I do the podcast. Actually, let me read that. Let me see if I can find it, actually.
Are you going to tell Gail that her voice is sexy? It is.
See, now I'm going to have to see her face to face and
Yeah. And tell her that your sometimes contributor, Jenna, thinks her voice is sexy. Why doesn't she do voiceover work in the game? That is just unbelievable. Danica and the fortune teller are out there, you know, scene after scene, and Gail Gray is a frog in the middle of with no voice. What is that? Did you find your poem? That was me. That was me vamping for you to find your poem.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I found
vamping.
The poem.
Kids, vamping was an old term from vaudeville.
Wow.
Yeah, like when something went wrong or you had to cover something up, you'd be like, vamp, vamp.
It's like tap dancing.
Yeah, you can see it on Family Guy when those guys from vaudeville show up a lot. So, did you find it?
Yeah, I found it.
Okay,
so this is
a
poem.
Chicken didn't eat it?
What's that?
Your chickens didn't eat it?
No.
Meep, meep.
So what it says, this is a poem I wrote to win one of the winners of the Superfan contest. It says, a superfan, alas, is I. To prove it, I will tell you why. For others can but only try to be the one shown early I. My voice is heard across the land. My knowledge lends a helping hand to all who seek a merry band. Community, its power grand. For over 20 months I've made a podcast where I serenade the players who with Guild Wars stayed. They wield staff, they wield blade. How much longer can I go with this poem? No, the show. As long as ANET seeks to grow, by your side my words bestow.
Oh, that's really great.
Yeah, so I thought it was pretty cool. And then she wrote a little, she even said, you know, like, she
Who
liked
did?
Gail. She said that,
yay!
She said if she said she liked the poem. She said, I love your entry, and naturally it's a winner. But I have to say, I know it's terribly expensive to travel to Seattle, and I will certainly understand if you need to take a rain check. But there's no way I'm taking a rain check on something like this. I have to go out there. So
yeah, seriously.
That's a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
Yeah. That is really cool. Congratulations.
I'm really excited. I think it'll just be amazing. I'm going to be completely poor after this, but...
Well, then you can start your self-sustaining thing.
Yeah, I'll have to. I'll be forced
chickens.
To.
Mm-hmm. Jenna's against the eating of chickens.
For the record.
For the record.
So yeah, that's I was going to announce that on the show anyway, but yeah, it's pretty cool.
Penny Arcade Expo.
Yeah.
That's a new game, isn't it, Penny Arcade?
What it is it's like basically a big tournament, I guess, where a bunch of people get together and they play a whole bunch of different games together against each other. But also, it's like a, well, I'm not really sure. I think it might be like a giant LAN party on one, like on one side, and then the other side is kind of like a lot of little stages with, yeah, you know, people talking about this or that. Like ArenaNet's going to have a stage where they're going to talk about the history of Guild Wars, and then they're going to talk about a little bit more about the developers of Guild Wars, like who is ArenaNet and all that. And they're also going to have a gaming podcast, whatever you call
panel.
It. Panel, yes. They're going to have a gaming podcast panel, so that'd be kind of cool. I'm going to go
to
that.
Are you going
to? I'm just going to watch it. I'm going to try to write some notes.
I thought Penny Arcade was one of those comic, like gamer comics, and then they just made a game out of it, too.
Actually, I think it is a comic.
Oh, well, congratulations, Sean.
So I'm going to try to bring, I'm going to see what I can do, what I can record. I'm not sure if I can record from inside there or whatnot. But
Gail at least has to give a shout out to your listeners or something.
Yeah, I'm going to at least try
to
get
Jenna.
Some kind of, yeah, I'll say, can you say hi to
Jenna?
Voice. So, let's see, I think we got lost in that email there.
Yeah, we had an email about something.
Oh, yeah, about.
Oh, you knowing stuff.
Yeah, but yeah, I assure you, I don't get any kind of inside information and nothing like that at all. So.
But ArenaNet does keep an eye on, like, fan sites and.
Oh, yeah.
And they do listen.
Yeah.
They may not. I don't know if they listen to every episode, but I know they. I thought you had said on a show before that they listen to Guildcast sometimes or whatever.
And wouldn't that be the coolest job ever to be to like work for ArenaNet and just surf forums all day and,
no,
and like port on what you see? Well, yeah.
No.
Some of the forums, it wouldn't be that cool.
No,
I'd do
no,
it.
I wouldn't want to do that. You'd be good at it. You like people.
I don't know if I'd go that far. But.
I don't like people. And I don't want to hear what they have to say. I'm
actually,
kidding. I love all the listeners. Love you.
The worst part would probably be not responding.
Oh, know? My gosh. Wouldn't it be awful?
I'd be like tying my hands behind my back.
Because people, you know, and it's not just forums and it's not just gamers. When people get into the internet, they can be so ignorant.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's
well, let's not get into that because that's, yeah, that's depressing. Let's not talk,
yeah,
about that.
So let's get on to the next email. And this,
okay,
one's actually.
Oh, I just wanted to say one more thing about the email about you knowing things and stuff.
Yeah.
The other thing to remember is that, you know, because Sean and Lady Sneha are so connected to a community of Guild Wars gamers, you know, sometimes the things that they say, you know, reflect the wishes of a lot of people who play Guild Wars,
yeah,
you know. And so part of it might be coincidence. Part of it might be just the fact that, you know, they speak for a lot of gamers and ArenaNet is listening. So,
yeah, I think it's mainly a coincidence. I mean, especially like with the thing where I said that I'd like to see something smaller and cheaper with no new classes. I mean, I could guarantee that ArenaNet didn't,
yeah,
listen to Guildcast,
yeah,
go, okay, this,
yeah,
is what we're going to do, guys. Sean,
yeah,
said
make a major marketing decision based,
yeah,
on what Sean wants.
Yeah, I don't really read the major forums anymore. I used to, you know, Guild Wars Guru and all that, but I don't really get into that anymore because it's just fighting and bickering all the time. But
yeah,
I'm sure there were threads. I'm sure there were 25 threads on there about how, you know, about that very topic. So
yeah,
I'm,
yeah,
sure it wasn't me.
A lot of the timing is probably coincidental.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Okay, so email number 4. This one is the longest one.
Oh, good.
So, he says, hey, I've been a devout Guildcast listener for a little bit over a year now, and I just have to say how grateful I am to you for keeping up with it. To be honest, in the beginning, I was skeptical when it came to how long Guildcast was going to last, but I've never been more wrong. Guildcast has become everything I've ever wanted in a podcast. You and the whole cast of Guildcast have done such a good job with this. Please keep up the good work. As for Guild Wars Eye of the North, I just got done listening to your episode in which you and Lady Sneha interviewed Michael Zenke, and I heard you and Lady Sneha asking questions about Eye of the North map. Anyway, I'm sure you've heard about this before, but in case you haven't, I thought I'd mention it. I apologize if this is the 1,000th email you've gotten about this.
Mm.
No, it's not, actually. This is the link to a fully explored version of the Eye of the North map, courtesy of TC Fish. I don't know who that is. Like he says on his page, he did not explore it himself, but only has access to the map. That's kind of shady. I figured whether you can link to it or on the show notes or not, you can look at it for yourself and spread the knowledge. And I'll do that. I'll put a link to it in the show notes. Again, thank you so much for running such an awesome podcast. Without you guys, I probably would have quit Guild Wars by now due to lack of reliable knowledge. Wow. Captain Griswold. Wow. So I wanted to read that because I'm going to put that link in the show notes. But the thing is, I think what he's talking about, I didn't even check out this link, which is very bad of me. But we basically have the map now. I mean, we have, you know, when we press M and we zoom out, we have the map that's going to be Eye of the North, except for the outposts and cities and all that. So maybe this map has everything, you know, kind of keyed up there.
Yeah,
and plus, I'll find out in a couple days anyway, in the preview weekend, so.
Yeah, I guess. I was going to say, that's kind of scary that somebody has that.
Yeah.
And put it out there.
Yeah. I wonder if I get in trouble for that.
I don't know. Because that's just, I don't know. But like you said, it's only a few days now.
Well, that was fun. I hope you all enjoyed that. As I said on the recording, I will be heading out to Seattle this weekend for the Penny Arcade Expo. And for the after party thrown by ArenaNet for my winning entry in the Superfan contest. I'll be at PAX all day Saturday, August 25th, just about. So if you're a listener and you're in the area, I'd love to meet up with you there. I know this is really short notice, but I just actually found out about winning the contest a few days ago myself. I'm also going to have some stickers to be giving away to whoever wants them. And we'll probably be hanging around the ArenaNet booth every chance I get. So if you don't see me there or wandering around PAX somewhere, then you'll definitely see me at the after party. Just look for the crazy guy with the Guildcast shirt on. Also, don't forget this weekend is the sneak peek weekend for Eye of the North. And while, you know, I wish I could take part in this as well as everyone else is, considering the alternative I have, I think I'll be okay. Also, I'm not sure if I mentioned it here or not. I know I posted it in the forums, but in February of next year, 2008, I'll be attending Kanuga, which is basically a sci-fi and fantasy fan convention held in the East Tennessee area where I live. So if you live in this area also, or you think you'd be interested in traveling, you can find out more about it at www.connooga.com. And as you know, Guildcast is part of the Virgin Worlds Collective, which is really running pretty strong here lately. Two more podcasts joined the crew this week, so if you're interested in other MMOs, there's probably a podcast in the collective for you. So go ahead and give that a listen. Check it out at virginworlds.com. So, to wrap this up, I'm going to try to record something while I'm out in Seattle. I'm not sure if I actually can or not, or where I can, but I'm hoping to at least have something to add to the next episode, which will be on the topic of secondary professions and how to use them effectively. Oh, and one more thing. I need more intros for the show. I'm really running out. For a while there, I had a backlog of them where they weren't being played enough, but I haven't gotten any in quite a while, so I have about two left. So if you want to be heard on the show, on the intro, just saying simply, you know, this is so-and-so and you're listening to Guildcast, or make your own little funny skit like, you know, has been done several times, and go ahead and do that. And I'll probably play it on the show. So until then, be sure to tell your friends and tell your guildmates about guildcast.com.
I take it that part will be edited out. Okay, where the heck are we in this show? ArenaNet should get the rights to make an MMORPG or whatever they're called of Harry Potter. There, I said it. That's the million-dollar idea, man. You heard it here first, people. I try not to beat people up unless they really deserve it. No, you're the host. You do what you need to do. I'll just interrupt if I don't like it.
I know you're uncomfortable whenever I'm around. That restraining order hasn't done.